This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 11 for Tuesday, August 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower in choppy trading on Tuesday morning. The November contract drops $3.20 at $879 per ton. The January contract loses $1.80 at $865 per ton. Chicago soy oil is up a little, while European rapeseed is beginning to make stronger increases after being lower. There are small declines in Malaysian palm oil. There's also support coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Rain fell on southern parts of the prairies with amounts of 5 to 40 millimeters. Temperatures across the region are declined to the high 20s to low 30 degrees Celsius as the week progresses. Canola crush margins are close to historic lows, with the nearby contracts between $5 to $6. Only a week ago, they were between $69 and $73. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady this morning, with the loonie at 79.65 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 79.59. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of nearly 189,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Also, there are two private sales of soybeans, one for 132,000 tons to China, and the other sale for 130,000 tons to unknown destinations. The USDA released its weekly crop progress report for the week ending August 8th on Monday afternoon. The department says corn conditions improved by 2 points at 64% good to excellent, and soybeans remain at 60% good to excellent. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is near completion at 95% finished, while the spring wheat harvest more than doubles its pace over the week at 38% done. Spring wheat conditions bump up 1 point at 11% good to excellent. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract rises 7 cents at $13.37 per bushel. September soy oil gains nearly 4 tenths of a cent at 61.11 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up 90 cents at $358.20 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday. The December contract loses 3.5 cents at $5.50.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with the December contract down 2.5 cents at $4.57. Wheat futures are stronger on Tuesday morning. Chicago September jumps 16.5 cents at $7.28. Kansas City September vaults 15 cents at $7.16. And Minneapolis September is up 3 cents at $9.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 10th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.